Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This week's Parsha is Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev continues with the majestic poetry and emotional beauty of the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. We have one of the most beautiful psukim about Eretz Yisrael and Parshas Ekev, Perek Al, Pasuk Yud Beis, chapter 11, verse 12. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha B'mei Reishis Hashana V'ad Achra Shana. Pasuk tells us about Eretz Yisrael. It's a land that Hashem your God seeks out. Always and consistently, the eyes of Hashem your God are upon the land from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful verse. We also have what we know as the second paragraph of the Shema in this week's parasha, V'hayim Shema Tushma Mitzvosai, which begins in Perek Al Pasuk Gimel. We have also Perek Ches, which is what I want to focus on. Perek Ches is an extremely emotive, very inspiring, extremely beautiful parak of Chumash, and the poetry and majesty and the messages of Moshe Rabbeinu's words are incredible. This parak tells us in Parakhas, we must know that not upon bread alone does man live, but everything that emanates from the mouth of the Lord, Hashem God, that is upon what man lives. And it describes our sojourn in the desert, how Hashem took care of us. It describes Eretz Yisrael, ki Hashem Elokechem Aviachal Eretz Tova, Hashem your God brings you to a good land. It is a land of streams and water and springs and underground water coming forth in the valley of the mountain. We have the Shivat HaMinim, Parachas Pazachas, Eretz Chitos, we have the mitzvah Birkas Hamazon, Perachas Pasagir, Vachal de Vesavato, Vairachtos Shemakach, Artsatova, Sher Nasandach. So much focus on Eretz Yisrael from Moshe, the man who is banished from Eretz Yisrael. We have the idea of being careful to remember that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, and when our wealth increases, when our gold and silver increases, Moshe tells you, Viram Vavecha, your heart may become haughty, Vishachachtos Shemakach, you will forget Hashem your God, and you might come to say, Kochi Votsem Yadi, the strength and might of my hand made me all this wealth. You must remember, you must remember Hashem your God, it is He who gives you strength to make all this might. It's a very beautiful, the Lashon is incredibly beautiful. It loses its impact and import when it's translated out of Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaTorah. But I actually want to focus on the beginning, the very beginning of Parakhas. And the Pasuk tells us, Parakhas, Pasuk Aleph, Kol HaMitzvah, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, all the mitzvah that I am commanding you today, tishmu and la'asos, you shall guard to do, leman tichyun, so that you will live, uravisem, and you will increase from rov, you will become many, uvasem, and you will come, v'yirishtem es ha'aretz asher nishpa Hashem levaseichem, you will take possession of the land that Hashem swore to your forefathers. So what does it mean, kol ha'mitzvah? So Rashi says, Perachas Pasukav Kipshuto, according to the Pashup Pshah, it means you have to keep all the mitzvos, you have to keep all the commandments. And then Rashi says, Umedrash Agada, a midrashic interpretation, im hischalta b'mitzvah, if you began a mitzvah, gemara also make sure to complete it. She'enu nikres ala al shem ha-gemara, because the mitzvah is only called by the name on the one who fulfills it. What's the proof? Because the Pasuk says, right at the end of Sefer Yoshua, Perachav Dalet of Yoshua, Ves Atzmos Yosef, Asher Halu B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim Kavu B'shram, and the bones of Yosef that the children of Israel brought up from Egypt, they buried in Shechem. Zukt Rashi, Velo Moshe Levato Nisaseg Pam Lossam. What? The Bnei Israel brought up the Atzmos Yosef? No, Moshe himself was busy bringing up Atzmos Yosef from the Nilus River on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elo Lafishalo Hispik Legamra, but because Moshe was not able to complete the mitzvah, Ugmaruha U Gemaruah Yisrael, and Yisrael completed the mitzvah, Nikres al Shemam. It is called on the name. So we learn two things. Kol mitzvah either means the Pashup Pshat, says Rashi, fulfill all the mitzvahs. And it also means if you start a mitzvah, make sure to complete the mitzvah. Don't be lackadaisical and begin it. Well, in Moshe's case, he wasn't lackadaisical. Chas v'sham. He just couldn't complete it because of the Hashem banished him from the land. But in our case, you have to make sure if you start a mitzvah, make sure to complete it. It's not enough to begin it. Okay. So I want to quote from Rabbi Shalom Rosner in the Sefer Shalom Rav Insights on the Weekly Parsha, Volume 2. He quotes this pasuk, and then Rabbi Shalom Rosner says, what does the term kol ha-mitzvah, literally the entire mitzvah, mean? Rashi suggests, following the plain meaning, it refers to all the mitzvah. However, the word mitzvah is written in the singular, which seems to suggest it's not referring to all the mitzvahs. It doesn't say kol ha-mitzvos asher nochi mitzav chayam, kol ha-mitzvah, all the mitzvah in Lashon Yachid. Rather, it's referring to specific mitzvah. Therefore, Rashi then quotes Chazal, offers an additional suggestion, if you begin a mitzvah, complete it. Every mitzvah must be done fully and entirely. Okay, so now he quotes Rashi. We already learned the Rashi inside. Then Rabbi Rosner quotes the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim offers a different explanation of the term and its connection to the next phrase of the Pasuk, so that you may live. Remember, the Pasuk tells you, Kol ha-mitzvah shonichim mitzavcha yom tishmun la'asus l'man tichyun. All the mitzvah that I command you today, you should be on guard to do l'man tichyun, so that you shall live. U'revisim, you will become many, and you will come and take possession of the land. So the Aruch Chaim, as quoted by Rabbi Rosner, offers a different explanation of the term and its connection to the second half of the Pasuk, so that you may live. Moshe saw in the hearts of the people, the Aruch Chaim suggests, that there is a problematic worldview that undermines their commitment to the mitzvot. People focus on performing certain mitzvot sincerely and correctly, but they unfortunately ignore other mitzvot. The thought is that if I excel in a specific mitzvah, it's less important for me to perform a different mitzvah. Let's say I enjoy davening, tefillah. I enjoy learning Torah, limud Torah, and I do these things well. So I do not have to engage in acts of chesed. Or others may think I'm a people person. I engage in chesed all day long. I can't focus on learning. I'm exempt from limud Torah. I can't focus on my davening. Oftentimes, people choose to engage in the performance of mitzvah that appeal to them, and we neglect to fulfill other mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us here, mitzvot are a package deal. We have to fulfill them all. We cannot make the common error of selecting those that we feel are relevant to us or those which we cannot connect to. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches us we must be careful at every mitzvah because we do not understand the hierarchy of mitzvot. Each mitzvah is an opportunity to better ourselves and come closer to Hashem. Therefore, what's the relationship between the first part of the pasuk, kol ha-mitzvah, all the mitzvah, and the second part, l'man tichyun, so that you may live? Continues Rabbi Rosner. There are 613 mitzvot d'oraisa, of which 248 are mitzvot ase, which is translated as positive, thou shalt do mitzvot, thou shalt do commandments, and 365 lo ta'ase, thou shalt not do. It is stated in the Zohar, this famous teaching, that each mitzvah corresponds to one of the 248 limbs and 365 sinews. If we lack a certain mitzvah, it's like we lack a limb. If we experience pain in our finger, we visit a doctor. The physician will not tell you, don't worry about that finger, you have nine other fingers. Each finger is crucial. We need to be able to use each one. If you go to the doctor and you say, you know, I don't know, my leg is broken, chas v'sham. The doctor's not going to say, well, don't worry, you have your other leg and you have the rest of your body. They're still going to treat what's broken. They're going to treat what's missing, so to speak. That's how Hashem created us. We need all of our body parts to be functioning properly. If that's true in the physical world, so too it is in the spiritual world. Similarly, writes Rabbi Rosner, we need to fulfill each mitzvah. We cannot be spiritually incomplete. We are not complete, and by this again, spiritually incomplete. We are not spiritually complete without the observance of We are not spiritually complete without the observance of all the mitzvot. Just as the body is connected, the lack of one limb adversely affects the entire body, so too we are incomplete, and I'm adding in the spiritual realm if we lack even one mitzvah. And therefore, if we want to live a life of shleimus, not just on a physical level, but also on a spiritual level, we have to fulfill each and every mitzvah. What is Moshe Rabbeinu's message to us here in the beginning of Perichas, called mitzvah, shenochi mitzvah, chayam, kol ha-mitzvah? When you live the life of an Eved Hashem, look at every single mitzvah and say, I must fulfill it in its entirety. Kol ha-mitzvah, shenochi mitzvah, chayam, the entirety of the mitzvah that I command you to eat, tishmur. Be very careful, guard that mitzvah, lasos, make sure to do it. L'man tichyun, so you will spiritually live. Moshe's message to us is we need to appreciate every mitzvah. We cannot pick and choose, concludes Rabbi Rosner. Hashem did not grant us a grab bag of mitzvah from which we select what we believe are the most meaningful ones. Kol mitzvah teaches us the Torah is a package deal. And we have to perform all the mitzvot in order for the world to function properly and in order for us, I will say, to be the best Ovdei Hashem that we can be. And that's kol mitzvah. Every time we have the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah, we have to look at it in its entirety and say, how can I fulfill it to the best of my ability? Not this one doesn't speak to me and that one does. So, you know, I might excel in Torah learning and tefillah to use as examples, but chesed, that's not for me. Tzdiyus, that's not for me. Lashon hara, that's not for me. Yashu, some business, it's not for me. But other ones, you know, all the shmurah matzah, that's for me. Fasting on Yom Kippur, that's for me. Torah's HaMishpach, that's for me. We can't pick and choose. Kol HaMitzvah, Torah's a package deal. And we have to fulfill all of every mitzvah in its entirety. I do want to add here, however, one interesting point that is brought up by Rabbi Zev Lef, Shlitav Moshav Matityah. Rabbi Zev Lef points out something very interesting. While it's true that the Torah consists of 613 mitzvot d'oraisa, and it's true that we are commanded as a nation to fulfill them, the reality is, Rabbi Zev Lef, not to negate everything we said until now, but to add to it. Rabbi Zev Lef points out that the reality is we cannot fulfill all the mitzvot. What does that mean? Unless Rabbi Zevlov says you are a man, a woman, a melech, a dayan, a levi, a kohen, all in one, you can't fulfill all the mitzvot. There are some mitzvot only for men, so women can't do them. There are some mitzvot only for women, so a man can't do them. There are some mitzvot only for the melech b'Yisrael, so the hamonam can't do them. There are some mitzvot only for the dayan, the judges, so those being judged can't fulfill them. There are some mitzvahs only for the Levim. There are some mitzvahs only for the Kohanim. There are some mitzvahs that only apply to farmers. Well, let's say I'm not a farmer and I don't have a plot of land. So the reality is even though Kol HaMitzvah, we have to look at Torah as a package, Zia, and be prepared and ready to fulfill every single mitzvah in its entirety, the truth is we cannot fulfill every single mitzvah. Unless, as Rabbi Zalav says, you're a man, a woman, king, dying, Levi, Kohen, and Yisrael, all wrapped in one. So we can't. So what's the pshat? When we come together as a nation with Achdus, and Klal Yisrael recognizes that we are one, Klal Yisrael Revim Zabazah, and we recognize we're all guarantors for one another, then the Klal as a whole can fulfill Kol HaMitzvah, the entirety of every single mitzvah. Because when we recognize we are interdependent, we are guarantors, the destiny of one Jew depends on the destiny of other, then the mitzvah that the man fulfills those, completes the mitzvahs the woman cannot fulfill. And the mitzvahs of the king completes those mitzvahs that the Kohen cannot fulfill, for example. And the Kohen's mitzvahs completes what the king cannot fulfill. When we recognize we are one unit, ki ish echad, maybe that's why we have that Mamar Chazal right before Matan Torah. Ha! Kish Echa Belev Echad. Vayichon Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar, Shemos 19:2. I just thought of something. Kish Echa Belev Echad. Why is that a prerequisite for Matan Torah? Unity Achdus. Because if you're not Kish Echa Belev Echad, I can't give you the Torah, Shem is saying. Because I'm about to give you 630 mitzvot d'oraisa. But no one person can fulfill 630 mitzvot. So if you want to fulfill Kol HaMitzvah, what is the path? Kish Echa Belev Echad. When you come together with unity, that's the only way every mitzvah in the Torah will be fulfilled. Something we have to keep in mind. Number one, like Rabbi Rosner says, we can't pick and choose. Torah is a pack based on Aruch Haim. We can't pick and choose. It's a package deal. Kol HaMitzvah, every mitzvah must be fulfilled to the best of our ability, whether we feel a natural affinity for it or not. We're a chayiv to fulfill whatever mitzvah we can fulfill. But like Rabbi Zevlev adds, we must know and be cognizant of the fact that the reality is no one can fulfill every single mitzvah. We need each other. And then I'm adding in that I think that's perhaps why Kish Echa B'lei V'chad, one of the lessons that we learn from this prerequisite for Matan Torah is unity. Because if we don't have unity, we can't get the Torah. Why? Because the Torah will never be fulfilled if Klal Yisrael doesn't have unity. Because we all depend on one another to fulfill the mitzvos that we cannot fulfill individually. Okay, I wish everybody a wonderful day. And Be'ezor Hashem, a beautiful Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Kol Tov to all.